Today is a special day for me personally, as I have a great friend in ministry bringing the word today, and I always look forward to hearing Cody Collier. He is, whenever I came into ministry, it was actually my third year, and I was at Liberty United Methodist Church, and Cody was our district superintendent at that time, and he has always been a great support, a great leader of the church. And it is great to welcome him today, and we, honestly, seriously, are honored to hear him speak today. And I know that you have a special relationship with him, because there was some, you know, in the past couple years, there was a time when you were searching for a pastor, and Cody came and filled the pulpit on several occasions, and so you know what type of a leader and preacher he is, and so you have been doubly blessed. Before we begin today, I just need to mention, I don't know how many were at the football game yesterday, but it was an awesome game, wasn't it? Colder than hops, but it was an awesome game. Now, I lift this up for several reasons. You know, Coach Morrow is a member of this church, and several of the boys that are members of this church are football players. But also, as anyone who kept track of the game, we lost 25-26. It was one of the best games that I've seen in a long time. It is also, I think this team on average allowed other teams to score 7 points a game, and we scored 25 points. But Ray Hoover, awesome youth we all know and love, he tried to kick a 3-point field goal with 0.6 seconds left in the game and missed. And folks, as a church family, we need to lift up Ray in our prayers and our thoughts, and he feels really bad about this. And so please, as a church family, give him a call, pat on the back, whatever. Next time you see him, just know, help him remember that this church loves and supports him. It's more than football, amen?
Amen.
It's more than football. The scripture for today is taken from Matthew chapter 25. Now, if you're new to the Bible or new to church, where is Matthew? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament. And now the New Testament is like the last third of the Bible. It's just a very small section of the Bible. And Matthew is actually the first book of that first book of the New Testament. So I invite you to turn to that now. Matthew chapter 25. We'll begin reading at verse 14. Once you find that, would you please close your Bible on your finger and stand up with me as we say the Bible pledge together. Can you forward that for me, please, Doug? I think I need new batteries in my thing. All right, let's raise our Bibles above our head this morning and say this loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 14.